In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Steve Newell! Yeah!
G'day!
Oh, this is spooky music.
G'day. Oh.
It's dramatic. It's movie music.
We came in real posy vibes and came crashing into this bed.
Oi.
Shit. Okay, yeah.
Oi. Same shit. Sorry.
Could you do one again, but do a comedy record scratch and then... Nah. Okay.
Whoa.
I bet you're wondering how I got here.
Now, Steve, what's going on in movie land?
Tons. This week, the long-awaited follow-up to Get Out, Jordan Peele's masterful horror from a couple of years ago, is out.
Oh, now you want the music.
It's called Us. Yeah, the music would be great, thanks. Giz.
Is it scary?
It is scary, but...
Is it scarier than Get Out?
It's funnier than Get Out.
It's funnier, okay.
And it's also... quite sprawling and a bit cuckoo crazy. Get Out's like a really, like... really tight film, and there's sort of no fat on it. It's very tense, and that's really nicely sustained.
You're talking about Get Out.
And yeah. And Us is not that. Us kind of goes haywire. It
takes your emotions on a bit of a roller coaster, right? You could be laughing, you could be freaked out kind of thing, right? That's the kind of what I've got the grips of what people are saying.
Yeah, and
emotional rollercoaster.
And you know, it's nice to have it's nice to have comedy amongst tension. Yeah. You can those two things can kind of work.
I enjoyed Drag Me to Hell. That's like super funny though.
Yeah.
But is it that far gone?
No,
in the funny.
Drag Me to Hell is great fun, but it's kind of like an OTT kind of. It's like going on the ghost train.
You kind of can't really get scared in that one.
Yeah. So Us is a doppelganger horror mixed with a kind of a home invasion kind of theme. And look, it's just a bloody good time. Mm. Go see it. It's not much more to say, really, without getting into nitty gritty that I don't feel like getting into.
Where is it? Is it out everywhere?
Yeah, it's out everywhere tomorrow.
Okay. All right, good.
That was Us today.
Yeah, now, I mean, it's a good title. You know, it's a good title. It could stand for the US. It could say that the scariest thing is us. But when you're searching for it on the internet or in a database, it's an annoying title.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks, Jordan. That's jaunty.
The bed knows what to jaunty, do. Yeah. Knows what to do. Snap out of it. Now we're going to talk about cute little dogs. Oh, little dog coming at me and being cute.
Dog's Best Friend, which opens at the Hollywood Avondale tomorrow. Is also available to stream in your own living room.
I don't know
this
anything about this.
It's returned from the New Zealand Film Festival.
Yeah, it was at the International Film Festival last year. So it's had a bit of a... It's done a couple of laps. Sat down on the bench and gotten its... breath back.
Can the dogs talk?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I don't really know what's going on here.
So it's
is it a cartoon?
No, it's a documentary.
All right.
A documentary. All right. And...
that was good. You get a tick. Look, I'm going to give that one a tick.
And it's... Like, it sounds kind of grim. It's about an Aussie chap who rehabilitates dogs that are like, they're a bit too violent or they're unfit for the owner.
Bad
and
dog.
It's kind of the last chance to learn for dogs that would otherwise be put down. So it does, like, yes, I see your faces. It does sound a bit sad.
Some dog's going to die in this movie?
So really, this Aussie dude has a great rapport with dogs, and there's a really memorable part in the film where, you know, like, he's, like, talking about how... basically how much touch and contact they have with one another. So as a human, it's good to replicate that. And he's like, yeah, it's really good to, like, you know, bite them on the lips a little bit. They do that to each other and just watch you going, this is maybe...
You're too close, bro.
Maybe
you're
as,
too close.
Maybe
back
as
up a bit.
Scary as anything that I saw in Us.
Is it mostly staffies?
They're definitely a bunch of breeds, but yeah, some of the rougher ones are represented there. So he bites his dogs on the lips a bit and then says, you know, they kind of... He wants them to think that... That he's one of them.
Yeah.
That's what he wants the dogs
everyone
to think.
Wants
and
that.
He's like,
everyone
he's like actually, and I kind of would like to be a little bit more like them and less human myself.
He's a strange character.
Where is this guy?
He's a strange character.
Is he on even keel?
I think so, but he's an ex-military vet, and so not an animal vet, but he's a veteran. So
finding some redemption and looking after the dogs.
Yeah, basically. And not great with people at this point, but... Not much really happens. It's kind of like you start going, you start in this thing going, okay, I'm watching the rehabilitation of animals by humans, and then you sort of realize you're watching the rehabilitation of humans by animals. Yeah.
Okay, man.
Totally.
Yeah, it's really well worth a watch, and if you are an animal enthusiast who would be put off by this because you think it's going to have cruelty in it, you're safe. Is it a real heartstring puller? Yeah, at times.
Are they good before and afters with the dogs? Like dog not in mint condition, dog in mint condition.
Yeah. There's some sad stories.
Is it like the swan, but for dogs?
It can be a little bit, yeah, a little bit. But I mean, it's not all fairy tale. But, okay. But yeah, it's worth a look. So the release of that, it's an unusual one. You can rent it from the Hollywood Avondale website.
Okay.
And you can also see it at their premises.
They're doing like a 4-night run, aren't they?
Thursday through to Sunday. It's a pretty limited season.
Really poignant text has come in just now. What is the game?
Is it playing
at Hollywood tonight?
Wow.
Is it cool?
Gosh.
Gee whiz. That's
Bruce, it is playing tonight, and if you want to text
uncanny.
In, we do have a double pass to the game.
I might hazard a guess at some of the digits in that phone number.
Interesting.
Yes, well, the game is a David Fincher film. It stars Michael Douglas, and it is playing at the Hollywood Avondale tonight.
Yeah. It's a fantastic thriller. Home run, I'd say. I really enjoyed it when I watched it back in the day.
I watched it as well, and I was like, holy
twisted
shit.
Twisted my little brain. I was like, hey, get out of there. What are you doing?
It's a kind of nice period of 35mm to pilfer as well, because I think, like, I haven't seen it for a little while.
Mm.
It's kind of like...
What year did it come out?
It's the probably should get around to seeing it again.
Sorry to put you on the spot, mate.
Type era.
97.
Sweet.
I've forgotten the ending, and I know it's got a mad
I'll
twist.
That's about as much as we want to talk about it, John. Okay, let's park it right there, mate, and just say the game a couple more times, playing at the Hollywood.
The game. It's great to see the Hollywood busy. And
is it playing at the Hollywood tonight?
Miles cranking, it's tonight.
What,
7:30 p.m.
Okay, cool. Nobody texted that. I've just asked that off my own back. So,
hey, that's good.
Pretty good of me, I thought.
Good radio.
And Steve, anything else?
I laugh like a dog then, a little bit of a monthly laugh.
Not for the minute.
Anything else that people should be looking out for on the horizon?
Somebody's excited about The Twilight Zone. Is that the series getting remade?
Jordan Peele's doing The Twilight Zone as well.
Oh,
busy.
Snap.
He's busy. So
cool.
Us made a ton of money on its opening weekend in the States. He's already got an Oscar for Get Out.
That sounds
now
perfect, actually.
Now his film's made $70 million on its opening weekend.
Okay.
He's going to be able to do whatever he wants for
Twilight
the
Zone,
next
though.
Decade or so.
That's a good fit. I really like that.
Yeah. He in an interview for the website flicks.co.nz, he talked a little bit about how making horror can be really similar to making comedy.
Mm.
And it's like it's the same part, using the same kind of tricks.
There's a build up
timing.
And a punchline,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that skill set's the same thing that makes you laugh is the same kind of mechanism that you can use to make people bug out.
Trippy.
Like you'll bug out if you see The Game at the Hollywood Avondale.
Would you like to perhaps see The Game, caller? Call us on 309-3879. Do we have a pass to The Game, John? Was that the
room? We've got a double pass. The tickets are $15, which you can get from the Hollywood Avondale. But if you've got a B card, 5395 is the text line, or 309-3879 is the studio phone number, and we can hook you up.
We're here till 7.
You've got about 2.5 hours to put your glad rags on and head along to the Hollywood Avondale.
I don't even think you need to dress up. I think they're pretty chill there.
Trankies and Jandals.
Jandals at the Place of Very Strangers gig.
What if we started the false rumour that Michael Douglas is going to be there to do a Q&A? Would you dress up for that?
Well, now you're ruining the ending.
Would you dress down for that? Dress up Douglas, dress down Douglas.
I don't know.
Go?
I liked his brother more. Loose cannon.
Roger Douglas.
All right, I think that's us, actually. Thanks very much, Steve.
I'm just going to go read some 80s economics. See you guys.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.